Chris and Kira.
I'd rather put my nipples in a pencil shop.
Sunday to Thursday from 10
on 2FM. FM.
How about we get down to business?
Chris, have you seen Dirty Dancing?
No.
What?
Dumbass.
I've seen ballroom dancing.
That's
oh, no.
Strictly
ballroom.
Yeah, the one we had to do for the Leaving
Cert. It's not the same thing, Chris.
Yeah, I saw that.
I had to do, I actually remember, I had to do My Left Foot for my
Leaving Cert.
For the Leaving Cert, yeah.
Like, I didn't mind doing that other film for the Leaving Cert, because I was like, all right, we'll watch a weird Australian film for 2 hours in English. Like, fine.
Yeah, I wanted to do Cinema Paradiso. Actually, myself, that's actually how my girlfriend met. That's
okay. How?
Aww.
No, I'll tell that story.
All right, okay. Fair. It sounds cool.
No,
okay. Well, it sounds good. No, that's fine. Fine.
Yeah, I'll tell another time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I feel that Brian has shared enough tonight.
I was talking about farting and, you know,
Your views on vaccination and steaming
vaginas.
So do you know what, Brian? We're good.
I'm good. I think
maybe
we're good.
We'll leave this till next week.
I think we will.
Brian is like a conservative US talk show host with all of these views he has on everything.
Nation, let me tell you something.
Listen, let me ask you something really quickly. Should black people be allowed to vote? I'm saying no. All right, look, anyway. You know, that's pretty much what goes down on some of those shows.
They're terrible. Rush Limbaugh? Jesus.
I can't say that he says that directly. I don't think he would quite advocate that. But, you know, some of those guys are pretty extreme. But anyway, look, how about we get down to some business? Brian, you come in every week. You review films for us. You get to go to all of the premieres, in some cases, months before the films have even been released. They put on these little shows. Brian's brought me to one once. There's like all these additional security, and there's only a few people there, and they like let you watch it once, and they make you leave, and they make sure you're
really
not recording
nice, Chris,
it.
But I'm sorry. The story of me, Brian, and Julie Andrews trumps that times a million.
True. Does it? Yeah, I don't know if it does.
Oh, it does, Chris. It does.
Hmm. Well, I don't know. I have some pretty cool Brian M. Lloyd stories as well.
Just a little... whatever.
Look... ladies, let's get down to some business, okay? Brian comes in every week. He reviews films for us. His Twitter is @BrianMLloyd, @BrianMLLOYD. Go online. Give him a follow, for God's sake. What else would you do on Twitter? I mean, what else would you be doing on there except following Brian and perhaps myself and Kira?
But
mainly Brian, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Brian is way better a follow on Twitter than Kira or I.
I saw Kira met Paul O'Connell over the weekend.
Yeah, Chris has kind of banned me from talking about that because I basically spent all Monday night talking about it.
Yeah, it's like, no, it's cool. It really is. I suppose, would that be like if I met Eminem?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah. That's fair enough. I suppose I'd still be talking about that.
Is he as big as I think he is?
Oh, yeah, no, he is.
What are the size of his arms like?
Like, from the length and breadth of the country.
Holy
shit. JJ just talked into my ear from the control room and he said massive. As though, so JJ has a big crush on Paul O'Connell.
Who doesn't?
Big, dirty,
oh, they're massive.
Arms.
They're huge. Anyway, look.
Big, huge arms on him.
Suppose he's from Limerick, as JJ says. Oh, exactly. Hey. Look, let's get down to business. Right. All right, Jesus, Dirty Dancing, Paul O'Connell's arms. How can we make this show a little bit cooler? Not that those things aren't cool, by the way. Those things are both very cool.
Good save.
Yeah, no, they are. They're both very cool. Brian, what film did you see for this Friday?
The film I saw this week was Avengers: Age of Ultron. This is the sequel to Avengers. It's really, really fun. James Spader is in it. 8 out of 10. 2 hours and 40 minutes, but you won't feel the time go by.
And it's in 3D.
And it's in 3D.
I mean, look, you can't beat that. Right, look, Brian, you also do a film quiz with us every week. You come in and you set the scene for us. Mm-hmm. You do a film quiz. I love this. I really do. I have to say I love this. Every week, Brian comes in. And Brian, what went down this week?
We have five clips each.
Yes. Five clips each.
We've
10 clips.
Oh my God, what am I saying?
Brian, what's going on over there?
Brian, are you okay?
I'm having a little bit of a breakdown. I have five audio clips.
Yeah.
And I need either the name of the song, the name of the artist, or the name of the film it was used in.
That's fair enough. Very broad as well. And I think Kira's going to win this quiz based on musical knowledge, not actual film knowledge. But look, whatever you have to do, you know. Right, here are the five clips. Kira and I had to buzz in once we thought we knew the answer. I don't know how you did listening to this, but I tell you, it was a rough evening for Kira and I. Here's clip number one.
Oh,
oh
yeah.
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 Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Well, Kira, what was it?
I said this was Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Correct.
Thank you.
Good woman.
That wasn't musical, Chris. That was movie.
No, that was movie, in fairness.
Thank you.
Good woman.
And
fairly enough, I knew the name of the artist and song
for
this one, but not the film.
You could have buzzed in, though.
I know, but look. No point analysing the game tape now, is there?
Yeah,
you know?
True.
All right, here's clip number two.
Well, I know that the Boogaloo is out of sight, but the shingling's a thing tonight. But if that was you and me, I'd have favored. I would have shown you how to do it right.
Well,
okay,
Kira.
Just tell us, put us out of the misery.
That was Ray Charles, Shake Your Tail Feather from the Blues Brothers.
Oh, well.
I was thinking the Blues Brothers in my head and I didn't say it.
Well, Kira, you didn't.
Yeah,
this
I
is
know.
Like the Leaving Cert. You should have written something. You know?
I know.
Such a good song.
Yeah, it is a good song. All right, well
Dan
then here.
Dan Aykroyd was amazing.
Yes.
Oh,
let's
anyway.
Do clip number 3. What is this?
Now, I said the 40-year-old virgin, but I was wrong.
You were wrong. Ghostbusters 2. Wouldn't have got that?
No.
No. It's the song when they play at the end. Everybody sings it. Everybody in New York sings it. Whatever. Yeah, you got the point anyway because you said Your Love is Lifting Me Higher and that's the name of the song.
Thank you.
Which well
was,
done, Q.
That was the weakest win by
yeah,
the way.
It says it like as the first line
it
of the...
It
yeah.
right in there.
Well, look here, I didn't get it, so who am I to be criticizing? All right, here's clip number 4. Did Brian just get a Motown CD or something to make these like film
what?
Quiz?
Good
like?
Music!
Now, obviously, I said Al Green.
Correct.
Oh, wow. Great.
But can you name the film?
No.
Oh, I can. Austin Powers.
Nope.
The Rugrats.
Nope.
Chris.
Think you're gonna find when you're kicking it on the Caribbean, Marcellus Wallace was right.
Pulp Fiction.
In the fifth.
Pulp Fiction.
Your ass goes down.
Pulp Fiction. I should have known this.
Right at the start.
That's my favorite soundtrack of all time.
This is going badly. Well, actually, no, Kira, you're doing pretty well.
Yeah,
I'm doing pretty well.
Two already, yeah.
All right.
Three.
Thank you.
Well, you have a one now.
Let's just continue.
Let's just go on.
All right, here's clip number 5. Thorough thrashing for me this evening.
Let's just play it out.
Fair enough.
Awesome. Obviously that was Dirty Dancing, Patrick Swayze and Jennifer Grey. Thank
Correct.
You.
Thank you.
And the name of the track is Hungry Eyes. I'm not sure the artist though.
Do you know which recording studio
is? Another one of my favourite soundtracks.
Right.
So was that 4 out of 5 for Kira?
Jesus.
Oh, I think it was
4 out of 5 on these
Kira,
quiz.
Back on top.
Wow, Kira, that's amazing. That's like the applied maths Leaving Cert paper of film quizzes.
Thank you.
And you still got it. Well, look, well done, Kira. I'd say I got 0. You got an impressive 4.
Will we play the tiebreaker anyway?
Actually.
Just for funsies.
Brian,
just in case Chris was even in the game this week. Do you know
well,
what I mean?
To be fair, I did know the song Yellow Oh Yeah. So, Kira, you know, I want a total write-off. But however, Brian M. Lloyd, he is a man who is never not prepared. He always comes, even with a tiebreaker, because he knows what's going on. So this would have been the tiebreaker if it hadn't been 4-0 to Kira. Here's what would have been the tiebreaker.
You know some truckers are going to love this song.
Truckers?
Oh, yeah.
Thought you said the F word.
No,
that would have been bold, yeah.
Hold on, play it.
I have no idea.
No idea.
Does this kick in? Hold on.
Yeah, there we go.
Is it something about people with motorbikes?
Yes.
Yeah, see, it sounds like it would be. Mad Max.
Close.
The Rugrats.
Hell's Angels.
Close. Think of a film with a motorbike and a guy with a shotgun.
Oh, Mad Max. Rambo.
No.
The thing where Mel Gibson is living in the...
I can't believe you haven't said it yet.
Paul Blart Mall Cop.
RoboCop.
Yes. Oh, come on, you're so close.
Well, it is RoboCop.
Yes.
Oh, Terminator.
There you go.
Yeah.
Terminator 2, Judgment Day.
I do like this.
Yeah, here we go.
Not to be smart, why would truckers like this?
Because like they like Guns N' Roses.
Oh, they do actually.
Right?
You're right. Truckers are always requesting like Guns N' Roses or AC/DC, like those Thunderstruck tracks
yeah.
or like, you know.
Holy, they're going to love this.
Yeah, they do like Guns N' Roses actually, that's true. But they're always asking for tracks like November Rain and stuff.
Oh.
You can't play 9-minute tracks.
No, on,
yeah. We've done it, Chris.
We have.
Yeah, we have. Let's call
and
a spade
people
a spade here.
Would have described us as shit on air when we were doing things like that. Probably still do describe us as that. But anyway, look, Brian. Oh, yeah, I do love this.
Yeah, right?
Oh, yeah. All right, look. Brian, you come in every week. I love it. Your Twitter is at Brian M. Lloyd, at Brian M. LLOYD. You, of course, are the film editor for entertainment.ie. And as well as that, you are on the 7 o'clock show. I feel like this is, you know, a film trailer.
Yeah.
It's like, this summer, Brian M. Lloyd. And I'm the voiceover guy. But anyway, Brian.
Thank you.
Thank you. Everyone should go online, give you a follow. Right. Look, 51552 is the number. We'll take 2 tracks. We'll come back. Brian M. Lloyd. Oh, yeah, everybody. Yeah. Come on now. Guitar solo.
Chris and Kira. 2FM.